This song goes out to the new slaves, the new blacks, new Jews, the new minorities for whom we need a civil rights movement.
Going uptown to Harlem, gonna let my hair down in Harlem.
I'm a sodomite, gonna go up to Harlem
and have a good time.
I got too many clothes to find a place in the closet, hands out in the light. I am exemplary.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappelle. Indonesia's anti-queer crackdown worsens. LGBT youth activists close in on Harlem homophobe, and Kenyan rappers face showdown over equal love videos. Those stories and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Wenzel Jones.
And I'm Michael LeBeau.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBT communities around the world for the week ending February 27th, 2016. LGBT lives are quite literally being threatened now in the world's fourth most populous nation, Indonesia. We updated you last week about the bans on pro-LGBT content on TV and social media, and about the country's leading Muslim clerics calling for same-gender lovemaking to be outlawed. More followers of Mohammed live in Indonesia than anywhere else on the planet. The country's former Information and Communications Minister and current MP, Tifatul Sembering, said in a tweet on February 26 that Islam calls for the execution of gay people. A saying of the Prophet, he wrote, referencing Sodom and Gomorrah, "Whomever you find committing the acts of the community of Lot should be put to death." He soon deleted the tweet after a hail of criticism. One religious scholar suggested that Sembering was importing the rhetoric of the Islamic State, which brags about killing gay men.
The Indonesian Psychiatrists Association jumped in with a declaration of its own this week that homosexuality and gender dysphoria are mental disorders that can be cured with proper treatment. In the city of Yogyakarta, Indonesia's only Islamic school for transgender women was shut down on February 25th. Police officials had banned a rally at the Yogyakarta Monument planned by Democracy Struggle Solidarity, an LGBT support group, 2 days earlier.
Earlier in the week, Defense Minister Riamizat Riyakudu called LGBT people more dangerous than nuclear war because, he told the Tempo News website, "We can't see who our foes are, but out of the blue, everyone is brainwashed." The assault on LGBT people began in January, with Higher Education Minister Muhammad Nasir reacting to the formation of an unauthorized support group for sexual minorities at the University of Indonesia. He called for a ban on all-out LGBT students because their existence violates the nation's standards and morals.
Analysts can't explain the rapid upsurge in anti-LGBT abuse, but Agence France-Presse reported that it follows a push by religious leaders and conservative politicians to bolster public morality in Indonesia, with crackdowns on prostitution and the availability of drugs and alcohol. LGBT activists also say that the advent of marriage equality in the United States last June has heightened fears by some government officials that similar efforts will be launched in Indonesia, even though LGBT people have no rights at all in the country. Some equality activists are pinning their hopes on President Joko Widodo, who earned the backing of most LGBT people after promising to address human rights abuses and champion minority groups. But he's been silent so far.
Sexual minorities continue to be robbed of their dignity in Russia. Any public expression of support for LGBT rights is already criminalized in the country, with the blessing of President Vladimir Putin. The Ministry of Health this week proposed the creation of clinics throughout the country to treat LGBT people. Sexology exam rooms would address disorders of sexual preference and gender identity disorders as mental and behavioral disorders that are lumped in with pedophilia. The rooms would be located inside primary care clinics and psychiatric hospitals, and according to a government website, would be required to stock at least one dildo, although it wasn't exactly clear why.
The clinics would provide court-ordered forced treatment when necessary. They would also diagnose and treat sexual deviations among children and youth and consult youth about their sexual education and knowledge of gender. Russian Health Ministry official Georgi Gubinov, who is reportedly behind the proposal, said his agency would be taking feedback from the public before going forward. He's the same man who proposed rules last year to prevent transgender people from getting driver's licenses. While restrictions were enacted in January 2015, their practical effect has apparently been negligible. The clinic's proposal was published on February 19th, the same day that Russia lawmakers offered a brief respite from attacks on sexual minorities by rejecting a bill that would have made coming out a crime. Conversion or reparative therapy has been soundly debunked by every reputable mental health organization in the U.S. and most of the Western world.
A coalition of U.S. LGBT advocacy groups filed a landmark consumer fraud complaint this week with the Federal Trade Commission against the Virginia-based People Can Change and all practitioners of so-called ex-gay therapy. The Human Rights Campaign, the National Center for Lesbian Rights, and the Southern Poverty Law Center charge that the group preys on vulnerable LGBT people and families by using damaging and discredited claims that it can change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity. The complaint alleges that People Can Change violates Federal Trade Commission guidelines by claiming that homosexuality is a mental illness and that its services have a basis in science. It's also charged with using unsubstantiated testimonials to defraud consumers. The complaint builds on arguments used in a successful lawsuit against a New Jersey group last year for making the same claims. A jury ordered that group to pay thousands of dollars in damages to former patients.
Samantha Ames is one of the attorneys with the National Center for Lesbian Rights. This historic complaint is not only the first clear opportunity the Obama administration has had to end these deadly practices for good, she said, but if investigated fully, it could very well be the final nail in the coffin of the entire conversion therapy industry.
Lawmakers in the Italian Senate dumped an adoptions provision from a civil union's proposal this week in order to get the basic partnership bill approved. The abandoned provision would simply have allowed couples in civil unions to adopt their partners' biological children. But Roman Catholic Church officials, opposed to civil unions, protested most loudly that the adoptions provision would open the door to surrogacy, which is outlawed in the country. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has repeatedly promised to enact a civil unions bill. In a high-stakes gamble, he called a confidence vote on his leadership and legislative agenda on February 25th. If he'd lost that vote, he would have been forced to resign. The measure without the adoptions provision then passed in the Senate by a lopsided vote of 173-71 and was hailed by Renzi as historic. Some equality advocates, however, condemned it as a betrayal. Flavio Romani, president of the LGBT rights group Archigay, told Reuters that the law that has come out of all this is lacking its heart. The bill now goes to Parliament's lower house, the Chamber of Deputies, where its passage is widely expected to be easy. Italy is currently the only major country in Europe without some form of legal recognition for lesbian and gay couples.
Lawmakers in Israel's parliament, the Knesset, proved this week that words can indeed be empty. They voted down several pro-LGBT bills just a day after declaring a first-ever LGBT Rights Day on February 23rd. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition rejected six bills proposed by the opposition that would have, among other actions, banned so-called conversion therapy for minors, created civil unions for same-gender couples, recognized a slain soldier's same-gender partner or the same-gender parents of a slain soldier, and required health professionals to learn about LGBT issues. During the debate on the bills, Health Minister Yaakov Litzman of the far-right United Torah Judaism Party said private consensual adult same-gender lovemaking was the same kind of sin as worshiping the golden calf. The Meretz party's Michael Rosen, who sponsored the bill to train health professionals to deal with LGBT issues, said Litzman was betraying his responsibility as health minister. "I didn't ask you to be minister for gays and lesbians," he said. "What you did here was neither Jewish nor humane." M.K. Zippy Livni of the Zionist Union Party told reporters that, "We will keep fighting until this government stands behind its words."
In other news, an LGBT rights group is working with Berlin's city council to open a shelter for queer Syrian refugees. Organizers say it will house at least 120 people. Stefan Jakl of the Berlin Homosexual Council told reporters that LGBT refugees need special attention because of the often violent abuse they suffer from their peers, made even worse by anti-queer authorities in migrant camps in other countries. Another organizer, Marcel de Groot, cited stories of anti-LGBT violence in Berlin shelters. "People must be able to live without fear of violence or discrimination," he said. According to Agence France-Presse, a smaller shelter with space for 8 LGBT refugees opened on February 1st in the southern city of Nuremberg, the first of its kind in Germany.
And finally, returning to Indonesia, Tangerang Mayor Arief Wismansia wins the prize for the most outrageous claims coming out of the escalating condemnation of LGBT people in the Muslim-majority Southeast Asian nation. He told a city-run pregnancy seminar this week that baby formula and instant noodles could make infants gay. Parents are often so busy that they only feed their children formula and instant foods, he said. So it's no wonder that recently there are more LGBT. Well, that explains it.
That's News Wrap for the week ending February 27th, 2016. Produced by Steve Pride, written by Greg Gordon, and recorded at the studios of KPFK Los Angeles.
Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap from This Way Out is brought to you by you.
Help keep us on the air and in your ears at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast. For This Way Out, I'm Michael LeBeau.
And I'm Wenzel Jones.
On the menu this week, it's a Take That Bigot burger on a liberating Kenyan rap roll, starting with a new remix of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's 2014 Grammy Best Song nominee, Same Love. Members of the musical group Art Attack could be arrested at any time, and an actor from their YouTube video has fled the country after the remix was banned by the Kenya Film Classification Board. Still, Art Attack stands by their work. As feature rapper Noti Flo said in a Facebook post, "Arrest us if you wish. We are unbowed."
This song goes out to the new slaves, the new blacks, new Jews, the new minorities for whom we need a civil rights movement. Maybe a sex rights movement, especially in Africa, everywhere. This goes out to you. I feel you. My story, y'all. My sorry story, y'all. This is me, this is you, this is us, this is the world. Wild war, cold war, love war. Is back and feeling love with the making in school. It was cool, it was funny, always true, always shiny. My heart told me I was right. I could go ahead and love him, I could go ahead and hug him, I could go ahead and hug him. It was never judgmental, always stood by my side. Always there when I caught him, show support when I'm falling. We spent all the days together, every weekend sharing stories. Summer, winter, every weather, life was full of all glories in his eyes. I was a sparkle and my heart was spinning circle. And one day I went and told him that I thought I was a psycho, cause I was in love with a boy like me. But he told me no one ever gave him joy like me. So he came close, switched off and hugged me tight. And he told me never leave me, please love me right. It was strange cause I was a man just like him. I really couldn't explain it, but I just liked him. I did.
And I can't change.
Going through, I told her I love the boy and they love me too. Mommy flipping started cussing me, running to daddy, and told daddy our son's gone crazy already. Our decision was a right too, you know what I was saying. Fuck your back, shameless, hating and follow the sin. I sang down to my knees, trying to call her to mama. Mama say that ain't your mommy, you're the son of the devil. And daddy say go forth, for a struggle you devil. And for the last 6 years, my parents have never seen me. Every day I bleed tears, hoping that they wish to see me and die. I'm for the public cause I'm scared of the jail. Cause if they ever caught me, they would throw me in jail. You're a criminal, how dare you, falling in love. It's a crime to follow your heart and follow your love. I'm breaking the constitution, going through a segregation. Freakanization power to the black nation. Church rules, street rules, court rules, school rules. Hate is the new love, kill me, top top. Homophobia is the new African culture. Everyone's the police, everyone's a cop judge. More blood, street justice. Kill them when you see them. Blame it on the West, never blame it on love. It's an Africa to try and show a brother some love.
I can't change, even if I try, even if
been your Vanga, George Barrow, and my lay sisters everywhere in the struggle. Always love from your heart, never love from society. The hate is too much, all in the name of piety. Uganda staying strong, Nigeria, Africa. It's time for new laws, no time for new walls. We come from the same God, cut from the same cord, share the same pain and share the same skin. The march is still on, Luther's spirit lives on. It's a bedroom struggle and also a street struggle. Judge less and love more, stand up and stand tall. Talk tough for talk not, we gon' love and love more, y'all.
We can't change, even if I try.
Shift right. Love is patient, love is kind, love is selfless, love is faithful, love is full of hope, yeah. Love is full of trust, love is not proud, love is God and God is love. According to the words of Loretta Young, love is not something you find, love is something that finds you.
You can further annoy the Kenyan government by sharing Art Attack's Same Love Remix YouTube video. More queer Kenyan rap later in the program.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Pastor James Manning has been a Comedy Central favorite, but someone else may get the last laugh at his Otla World Missionary Church. Daily Show correspondent Jessica Williams was surprised to get some seriously good news when she recently revisited Harlem's Herald of Homophobic Hate.
We'd met with the Reverend once in 2009.
Obama is indeed the next Hitler.
And again in 2015.
I think that Starbucks has recognized that the flavor of their lattes, that they are using semen to make that latte even more flavorful.
I sat down with Dr. Manning to find out what in the hell was going on this time.
The city of New York, the Blasio administration in particular, is trying to foreclose on our property over a damn water bill.
Have you been paying your water bill?
We're tax exempt. We're a church. Churches do not pay water bills or any other kind of tax for that matter.
Actually, that's bull. After a long legal battle, a 2007 Court of Appeals ruled that the church was ineligible for the water exemption. So that little thing, as well as over $1 million in separate claims against the church, prompted the foreclosure.
The Sodomites have launched a campaign over the last 2.5 years to try to silence my very vocal and truthful and commanding voice in this community. Many of them have moved up here to this particular community. Going uptown to Harlem, gonna let my hair down in Harlem.
I'm a sodomite, gonna go up to Harlem.
And have a good time.
And have a good old time.
And I have to say this as well. A lot of them came up here looking for black meat.
For what?
Black meat.
What is black meat?
Sex with black men.
Oh my God. Why do you say stuff like this?
I think jungle fever could be one of the terms.
I met with the man who wants to buy the property, Carl Siciliano. But it turns out he's not exactly planning to put up high-rise condos.
I run a program for homeless LGBT youth. Kids that have been thrown out of their home. What I'd like to do is fill the building with young people who are currently sleeping in the streets.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me just wrap my head around this right now. You want to kick out a church that is very homophobic and put in young LGBT youth?
It's 3 blocks away from our drop-in center. It would be a perfect place for our young people to live.
What? That's amazing. That is great.
But the Reverend isn't concerned that the largest LGBT youth center in the country wants to move in, because he's carefully analyzed the legal proceedings and he's come to this logical conclusion.
Before this church is foreclosed on, sodomites will carry babies in their testicles for 9 months and then gestate them out of their assholes before this church is closed.
You're saying people are going to start having butt babies before this church is foreclosed on?
People are never going to have butt babies. So it's never going to happen.
So you're going to fight this thing?
Oh, absolutely.
But Dr. Manning, they're saying that you owe over $1 million. That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have the money, do you?
Aw, that's a shame. Well, when the auction comes, the forecast is for butt babies. And won't that be the ultimate twist?
You're having my baby. Oh, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
While The Daily Show's Jessica Williams awaits the arrival of Pastor James David Manning's butt babies, a lot more people have been showing how much they love queer youth by donating over $300,000 to the hashtag Harlem No Hate campaign for the purchase of Otla's church building. A restraining order has stayed the auction until late April, giving Carl Ciliano and his LGBT youth Ali Forney Center more time to arrange a deal. Stay tuned.
Brother to brother, brother to brother, brother to brother, brother to brother.
This is Essex Hemphill, reminding you that you've tuned into This Way Out.
We close our Kenyan rap package this week with a new single by lesbian artist Grammo Suspect called Our Love Is Valid. Like Art Attack, she's putting her career and maybe her life on the line to talk about the African continent's real LGBT history.
If I'd say that all my dreams are valid, I bet most of you will agree. But if I tell the details of the same dreams, funny most would disagree. We all got dreams under different grounds for me. Some about being a honoree and some erotic and exotic action to a very high degree. Through the hallway to the room that I lay, my partner makes a graceful entry. Foxy walk and sexy smile, fine body, enticing booty covered by an elegant lingerie. I know, most of you expected another dress code, like a suit, maybe a tuxedo, and you'd rather a dungaree. So you shout nightmare, but in my dream, you can't be a referee. But your noise don't stop my dream. I'm deaf, but not dumb, so I tell of this spree. Around her neck, wrist and waist, she wore appealing ornaments with filigree. Soothing, captivating smell is what hits me when she attacks and does things I could never dream. In no time I'm nude, not even with my spiritual puggery. Intimate journey of mutual consent in both parties that lead to a jamboree. Where different kind of music features starring the chivalry. A major event with variety of food, mukimo, mbucha, biryani, even puri. We live happily ever after the executive ceremony that we kill with a French dance called Bori. I open my eyes with gladness, but it's cut short by the news of this decree. Some head of state signed a bill using false concept as a pedigree. Has he forgotten the history of the court of Kabaka, King Mwanga? Ignorance earns no one a degree. Or maybe he don't know the concept among Nilotical Lango called Mokodo Dako. By now, he should be a retiree. Just like the stars, we shine and way too many to count 1, 2, 3. Some of us live frugally and hoard what you have, and others dissipated in a wild spree. Do you remember Akhenaten, the Egyptian pharaoh and Smenkari? Wow, that couple was over free. Astrologers, tradition healers were the terms in pre-colonial Burkina Faso. I'm not a chicory. Bian Nkrumah, a transmitted medicine for wealth,
that was considered germ-free. All over Central Africa among Azande warriors, I'm not afraid of the tree. Check out ancient paintings of Bushmen. Don't they depict intimate activity? South African Chibari, Bahimas of Uganda, Oneki of Kikuyu, this is an African tree. Nzinga, a warrior woman in the Ndongo kingdom of the Bundu, ruled as a king, carefree. The people of Buganda and Africa in general need to be set free. Free to dream, free to live the dream. We human, we can't live in a ree. Free will to live with whoever we dream of. We can't be tied to an axle tree. There are way too many gods. Hard to choose the real from the illusionary. Which one do I serve? Allah, Guy, the god of Agikuyu, Nyasai of the Luo, or the one of the Calvary? Different scriptures, even the Al-Shabaab and the Al-Qaeda, claim to be following the word when sending people to the mortuary. A variety of cultures, some great, others pathetic. Female genital mutilation is slavery. A religious leadership role called Mugawe among Meru of Kenya existed way before missionary. Ganga ya Tibanta, a priest of Gigs in the Congo, was contemporary. But all these gods, scriptures and cultures, shares love that is mandatory. Rainbow Way is all about love, free will in both parties, so don't compare it with burglary. And most of you do relate, so don't you act like the term homosexual is a vocabulary. If you're living in the closet or doing it behind your wife's back, your sons and daughters will have me to thank for bravery. I am biologically programmed within, beyond no choice, hence this is not temporary. And I'm not any less for a person in God's eyes. Pertaining his love and kingdom, I am a beneficiary. It's not a lifestyle. One has no choice. Not a fantasy, but an identity. Happens naturally, no forgery. Embracing the orientation is the only realistic route to mental health and happy living, shows discovery. Praises be to my maker, for I'm wonderfully and beautifully made. Quite the opposite of a mockery. Grimy suspect, I got too many clothes to find a place in the closet, hands out in the light. I am exemplary.
Grammo Suspect's Our Love is Valid single and video are available online. Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. This week, Wenzel Jones and Michael LeBeau contributed program material, with thanks as always to Steve Pride. We featured Kenya's Art Attack and Grammo Suspect, and some of the other music you heard was by Corey Monteith. Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks the Yavanna Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, our contributing affiliate stations, and you, our listener supporters, for making this program possible. Email tworadio@aol.com or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For coordinating producer Greg Gordon and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Lucia Chappell. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org and on KZSC Santa Cruz, California, WHRW Binghamton, New York, KPOV Bend, Oregon, and more than 200 other stations around the world, including this community radio station. Now y'all stay tuned.